Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma daf Mem Gimel, and we are up to the two dafs on Mem Beis Mabeis, just one makar that I said I'd start off with, and then we'll start the new Gemara. Yesterday we mentioned the stage of the Stimas HaTalmud, the Gemara's coming together, Rabbeinu and Rav Ashi putting it together, being a special state, a halachic stage of the in the Gemara. So the Briska Rav has a thought in Parshas Vaeschanan related to this, and that is he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, "Hashochech Davar Echad Mishnaso Mischayev Benafsho." Somebody forgets something from their learning, their Chayev Misa. A very strong lashon. We read that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you know, like that. That's pretty extreme. So how are we supposed to understand that? You know, we all forget things. Forgetting is part of the human condition. So how exactly are we supposed to understand that Mishnah? So says the Briska Rav, quoting Rav Chaim Volozhin, that Mishnah specifically, along with a couple of other Chazals, including V'hayu Advarim Ha'ila Sharanochim Zavchayom Alavecha, that's the Briska Rav is on that pasuk. These things should be on your heart. The pasuk we say in Shema that also it's a mitzvah of Zechiras HaTorah. All of that specifically was in full effect before the Chasimas HaTalmud, before the writing down of the Gemara, because at that time a lot of the Misorah was Baal Peh, and therefore if you forget something, it was lost. It was totally lost. A crucial part of Torah Shebaal Peh would be lost had it been forgotten. After the Ksivas HaMishnah and the Stimas HaTalmud, so then, okay, if I forget, so it's the basics are written down already. So therefore, if I forget something, so it's not the end of the world. But earlier, then it was more serious, and that's why Mischayev Benafsho, because then something is totally lost from the Misorah. And that's what it says, Mi Mishnaso, Dino Torah Shebaal Peh. Aval Acher Shekvar Nechtam HaTalmud, V'nifsaka HaKabbalah Shel Torah Shebaal Peh, Ish Pipi Ish, after a certain type of Misorah was completed, Shuv Einze Bechlal Shokheach Davarachar Mi Mishnaso. So this is not called forgetting something in Mishnaso anymore. To Ikaras Harazu, Hi Ala Mishnah HaMisura Baal Peh, Shelo Tishkach. But after that, you know, so then the halacha doesn't apply anymore. So that's what his important point about Chasimas HaTalmud also being an important stage. Like we said, the Gra yesterday in Simon Chafei and Shulchan Aruch, Ravina Varavashi Sofa Ra, explaining the Ramah, why you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. That's also why the Tshuva that we mentioned many times, the No Debi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda believes that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Sava must only be related to as soon as we can get to the other place where we're working on it, Baruch Hashem. The Rabbi Yehuda says that the Sava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid must be only for his family, not for all of Klal Yisrael, because there are many items in there that are against the Gemara. And if it's against the Gemara, so then you have one of two choices, he says. Either you have to say that the person who said it is not one of the Baalei HaMasorah, which he'd rather not say about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, or that he didn't mean it for Klal Yisrael as halacha. He meant it for his family. So that's what you have to say. That's what you have to say about the Sava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Although you're not allowed to marry Yanis, even though the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry Yanis, and other items as well. Okay, so those are all makoros related to the end of the Chasimas, end of the Gemara. There's a discussion in the Raivin in Sanhedrin. How about the end of the Gaonim? Is that a stage? The Mishnah, the Gemara, what about the Gaonim? So is that that is a discussion in the Rishonim. What about the Rishonim? So that's not a stage. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, two dots on Membeis Membeis. The Pasuk says Rashi by Shar HaMuad, the Hamezish Oisha, if an ox kills a man or woman, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Chima Bel Zelalam Deinu, what is this pasuk teaching me? Im L'chayev Al Ha'isha Ke'ish, if it's telling me the chiddush of your chayev, the shoris chayev on killing a woman like he's killing a man, Tekvar Nemar already says, Ki Yigach Shor Es Ish O Es Isha, it already says that. El Lahakish Isha L'ish, to compare, Isha L'ish, Ma Ish Nizakav L'yarshav, just like a man, the Nezek that is paid goes to his Yarshin, so af isha nizkal yarsheha. So too by a woman, the nezek, which we're not sure exactly what is included in the nezek yet, the nezek goes to her yarshin, meaning does not go to her husband. Even though there's a kasev of a bal yarshes ishto, we're going to see in a second. So that right here, Rabbi Akiva says there is something, some monetary payment that goes to her yarshin instead of going to her husband. So it says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Akiva lo yarash labao. Does Rabbi Akiva reject the concept of Yerusha Sabao? V'hatanya v'yarash osa mikansha baal yarash zishto. Div Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? The pasuk says v'yarash osa. We darsh it from there that the baal yarashes his wife. What's the limud? So Rashi quotes the limud from the other Gemaras. V'yarash osa, Rashi says, the pasuk from Pinchas, Unisatevez Nachlaso l'sheiro akarov elav, and you shall give the Nachla to the closest relative, Sheiro zu ishto, and She'er, right, is his wife. V'halek alamemer diladida nesiv Yerusha diday, even though this pashas of the pasuk means give to the closest, his closest relative. And if She'er is wife, then what do you mean? She should yarshin him? You can't say that's what it means. T'hami mishpach toksiv. Because from his mishpacha it is written, and we know all Yerusha always goes paternally. Ela hachikamar, unusatemas nachlaso ala karov elav yimishpachto, u'she'ero, she'hi ishto, hu yereshisa. U'she'ero is like a separate word in the pasuk, and she'er, by the way, which is his wife, he also yarshes. So that's the baal yarshes as ishto, right? So is that the araisa, is that the rabbanon? It's a discussion in the Gemara, it's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether Yerusha Sabal is the araisa or the rabbanon. But either way, you see that Rabbi Akiva holds of Yerusha Sabal. So what does it mean here? Why shouldn't the nezek of the woman go to her husband instead of to her yershin? Okay. So we'll see. So that's Rashi. The Shidduch Bekubetzes asks, Bechlau, related to maybe this is your question. Once we have this pasuk, so what do you need? Once we have the pasuk by Nezikin, what do you need a general pasuk for Yerusha Sabal? If the pasuk specifically here is saying that there's some specific nezek that goes to her yarshim, mashma that generally doesn't go to her yarshim. So where does it generally go? To her husband. So what do you need the special pasuk of Yerusha Sabal v'yarash osa from? Just have this pasuk, and then you would know elsewhere. Says the Shem Mukubetzes, Kasha, Midisrachai Krat, the famous Isha Isha Lomar, the Isha, Mizakel Yersheha, Shmavida by Yarish Zishto. So what do you need the other pasuk for? So answers the Shita, V'yesh Lomar, the Itzrif v'yarash osa, for the following. If you just had our pasuk by Nezikin, Hava mina de ina bal yoresh ishto ella kago Nezikin shebain al yedei chavalas gufa. You might have limited Nezikin to anything that flows from her body. Aval Yerusha shebal la bimesa viha ina bal yoresh, but a Yerusha that comes from her father's house from an external source. So maybe the pasuk doesn't say anything about that. That's what you have to have Yerusha to teach me all types of possession that she has goes to her husband. So this pasuk would not have been enough. As opposed to her, what would be the other choice? Her father's house. Father's house, her Yerushim. Okay, so ask the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva believes in Yerusha Sabal. So what? This is something separate. So what's this talking about? So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says yes. Lo Amar Ella or Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. It says on the side. Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Ella Bekofer. What's Rabbi Akiva talking about? That it specifically goes to her Yarshim Kofer, the Kofer payment that if she dies, so that goes to the Yarshim, but everything else, her Yarshim, but everything else goes to the husband. Why? Hoel ve'ein mishtalim ela la'achar misa. Since it is only paid after she dies, and because of that, v'havi lei ra'ui. Then, because it's only paid after she dies, it is called ra'ui. There are two types of possessions that a person has. There's what's called ra'ui and what's called muhzak. Muhzak means if I have it, something's in my house, that I'm muhzak in those possessions. Ra'ui means something that is ra'ui, that is fitting to come to me, that is going to come to me, but it's not mine yet. Meaning, let's say you have money that you owe me. So that might be called ra'ui. Let's say there is money that a person gets that he yarshins after they die. Meaning a person dies and then their morish dies. Then their Reuven dies and then Yaakov dies. Right? So then that was ra'ui at the moment that he died. So the halacha is, for example, as we'll have later, a bechor only gets a double portion, but b'muchzak, not b'ra'ui. Only what the father has when he dies, but b'muchzak. But if it's only ra'ui at the time that the father dies, so then he doesn't get. So any other items also that might be called ra'ui, but those are just two examples. So, says the Rish Lakish, here too, the payment of kofar is ra'ui because obviously it only comes after she dies. After she dies, then there has to be the kofar paid. It's ra'ui, ve'ein abal no to break of a muhzak, and a husband only takes muhzak from the woman, not ra'ui. So therefore, it is it goes to her yarshim. My taima amar kro vehemishes oisha hashar yisakel v'gamba love yumas im kofer yushas alav. So the pasuk formulates kofer after vehemishes oisha and hashar yisakel, meaning you might have thought that you pay kofer already if there was a mortal wound given, but not if the woman died yet. So the answer is no. You only pay the kofer after the woman actually dies. Says the Ravid. One small report question explaining the Gemara, and then we'll get to a major machlokas achronim. The Ravid here says, "Kama shanim huksha alayze." I've had a problem for many years. It's already Musar, right? Musar from the Ravid. We should have problems for many years in Gemara. I've had problems for many years. What's question? Kashali hada amrina be'erchin d'mei alayva meisvul yinu yarshim. If somebody says my damim should be upon me. Right, there are two ways that I can give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. Either I could say Erki Alai, which is all the specific value listed in Parshas Bechukosai, my Erech, or Damim means the value of my when I'm sold on the slave market. So if somebody says Damei Alai and then they die, the Yarshim do not have to give that. Yarshim do not have to give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? She'ein Damim L'Mesim. A dead person doesn't have a value. She'ein Damim L'Mesim. They don't have to give it. So ask the Ravid, V'im Kain, Heich Shemen Es HaKofer. So what's the whole point of kofer? Kofer, but the Gemara says there's no damim lachar misa. But what do you mean? That's the whole point of kofer. Kofer is a damim lachar misa, especially if you say damei nizik, right? So says the Ravid, it's bothered me for many years until I realized as follows. I realized that the Gemara never says there ein damim lachar misa. It never really says that. The Gemara says that the yarshim don't have to pay it after misa. So what does that mean? So he says, Ashen asati alibi v'ra'isi, shlo nomar b'cholosa mishra shein demon l'meisim, elo le'inyin yarshim, shaha no der kfar meis. Specifically, l'gabi the yarshim, they don't have to pay it after Misa, because the noder already died. And v'hatam, l'fi shein ha-yarshim mischayvin v'damav ad shas shuma, u'mishi yarshim nechzi aviyem. When do the yarshim's chiyev kick in? When the estimation occurs. So if the estimation already occurred after the person already dies, then you don't pay it. Similar, he says, is to a case of if somebody owes a karban chatas, and then they die. So do the yarshim have to give a karban chatas? And kapara lachar misa. Right, if they already died, so you don't have to fulfill their chiyav, you don't have to give them a kapara. And since they don't have more nishon b'chayav, achshav shameis, ein shamano so l'chayav yarshim, l'fi she'ein lo ata damim, v'hein lo nischayav ar achshav. Avalenyin kofer v'damim, b'shas misa nischayav liyarshim. The second that the death happens, the yarshim already chayav. So therefore says the Ravid, that's not a problem. That Gemara of Ein the Yarshim do not have to pay if somebody says Demei Alai, is that doesn't mean Ein Demei Li Yarshim at all. That just means they don't have a chiyuv to pay it. There might be a chiyuv, but there might be a value, but they do not have a chiyuv to pay it. So that's the Ravid's Harbe Shanim Hikshali. There is a major machlokas in the Achronim. How exactly does Kofer work? Does kofer on some theoretical level, is that money going to the neharag, and then it goes to the yarshim of the neharag on some theoretical level? It's always lachar misa, like the Gemara says, or is it a payment that goes to the yarshim haneharag directly? So how exactly should it be viewed? So the Minchas Chinuch is very clear about what he holds. Minchas Chinuch says in Mitzvah Nun Aleph Ulani Es Daiti. What does it mean that it's roi? The Gemara here says called as roi. So roi sounds like it should belong to the Nerag, and you know, then it goes because it was roi to him. So let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says. De roi lo havi ella im hamamon shayach lahameis v'hayoreish bami kocho kagon milve sheshayach lo b'chayim v'meisu yarshim osa yarshim. Right, the term roi is used like by milve v'chein benaflu lahameis nachasa b'yerusha or yerusha that comes afterwards shayach lomar de gazer hakasuv to ena bal yoreish mashaba la'achar misa mashayna muchzach lahamorsh b'shas misa. Aval kofer to lo mishkachas lo ela lachar misa. Even though the Gemara calls kofer ra'ui, kofer is different than the other ones. Kofer by the other ones, they don't exist before misa. Here, kofer only exists now. V'zeh gazer hakasav the tzarach l'shalim hakofer liyarshim. Im kein says the Menachas Chinuch, ein hamamon shel ha'meis klal afilu la'achar misa. I don't think it goes through the meis. I think it's a specific payment that the Torah says goes to the Yarshei Ameis directly. Ki atar lo zichzal lo klal sheyamos shelo v'she yarshav yirshu oso. Rak atar gazar sham mazik yiten kofer ulemi tiyan asina li yarshei mamono. Avalo machmas yirusha el shagazar akasuv shatar zichzal li yarshei mamon im shor shel echad harig morishim v'tzorah kapara. says that's what the Gemara means here, that it goes to her Yarshim. Because this isn't regular Yerusha. Of course, regular Yerusha always goes to the husband. But the chiddush of this pasuk is that this is not regular Yerusha. And even though it's called Roi, it's not a regular case of Roi like the other cases of Roi are. That is the Mechas Chinuch Shita. Who argues on this? Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish both say no. It's as if it somehow goes through the Neharag, and then the Yarshim get it. And that's why maybe you need a pasuk, because you might have thought this should be regular Yerusha. Kamash Malon, it doesn't go through. Let's read the Lashon of the Reb Chaim and Hilchos Nachlis without reading his question. Afal gav de iker chiyuva de kofer hu shayach la neherag v'habonim rak mikoch avuhon hu de kazach yinvei midin Yerusha. And then he continues what his sheet is. But again, it's beferish against the Menachas Chinuch. So machlokas achronim about what exactly, how to view kofer.
It's
clearly not a regular case of roi. That's true, because it's a roi that only kicks in lachar misa. Right. If it was regular roi, then it would go to him, the husband, and not to the yershe, her yershim.
Regular roi goes to him.
It goes to his yershim. It's just the bechor doesn't get double portion. But you're usually roi, you get his yershim roi. The bechor doesn't get a double portion. What if Reuben is owed a loan and it doesn't get paid back before he dies, his yershim get it? His yarshim, just not a double. I'm saying, so her roi usually bal yershim. What? Oh, her roi, meaning her roi. This, so her regular roi. That's why you need a pasuk. Okay. Okay. Says the Gemara, three lines to the bottom. Ubri zikin lo amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva did not say regular nezek goes to her. Only the kofer goes to her. But Vatanya, we will do the Mishnah and a brisa later on. Hikas ishav yasu yilodeha. The case that we spoke about yesterday. Let's say a woman's pregnant and she was hit and she loses her babies. Nosi nezek v'tzar leisha v'tvei vlados labal. So nezek and tzar go to the woman, because those are connected to her personally, her pain and her nezek. But the v'tvei vlados go to her husband. But that's considered a monetary asset of the husband, and therefore the damim of the vlados go to the husband. Ein habal. What does that mean? Bach adds in a few words here. Pirish im ein habal kayam. The husband's not alive. So nosin liyarsha, the Gemara says. The Bach explains, no sin hamazik to mev lados liyarsha velo liisha, meaning if there's no husband, then the damim of the fetuses go to the yarshim of the husband, because it was his asset. Ein haisha, if the woman is not alive, no sin liyarsheha, it should go to her yarshim. So the Bach ends off alma af bishar nizakin to lav kofer nami havi nizakel yarshev lo labal. Right, so even regular nezek, not just kofer, right? The nezek and the tzar go to her yarshim. So how does Reish Lakish explain Rabbi Akiva that it's only about kofer, not about other nizikin? The brisa first finishes off though. Haisa shivcha v'nishtachra ogiyoris ogiyoris zacha. Basically, if you have a woman who has no yarshim, so then zacha, if it's a shivcha or a giyores, then the mazik is zochev, because basically it's hefker, and therefore he has the money in his pocket, what he should have paid, so he's zochev and a hefker. But either way, the first part of the brice is the key for us, and that is, you see, other nezek goes to her yarshim also. So you see, it's not limited to kofer. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, bigrusha. The number of Nachman, bigrusha. The brice is about a case of grusha, where she was divorced after the incident took place, but before the actual payments took place. So in that case, of course it goes to her yarshim, because she is she's nisgarish. But really, if they would still be married, then the brisa would admit that the nezek will go to the husband. Says the Gemara, one second. So if it's talking about a case of grusha, amri grusha nami tiflog b'dmei vlados. If we're talking about a grusha, then why should his yarshim get the full payments for the fetuses? We explained the second half of the brisa, but what about the first half of the brisa? It's a grusha, and that's why her yarshim get the nezek. But one second, now the other half of the brisa needs elaboration. Why? Because that says that after they're divorced, then his yarshim are going to get the whole monetary value of the vlados. Why? Says the ra'ah in the Shita Mukubetzes, when they're married, so fine, you could say that he's going to get it, even though they both contributed to creating this baby, but you know, we're going to say that he is going to get it. But once they're divorced, why? She should have just as much of a right as he does. Says the Ra'ah. Kiva de mekemzachi rachmanet mevlados labal, vahashta havale grusha, Ema, why don't we say, when they're married, then there's a monetary right that's given to the husband. Give him half. Given to have vlados shaychi batvei. After all, she's more shaykh to these vlados at this stage. Why? To have begufa. They're in her. They're in her. If she's a divorce, so she has these babies in her. So she's just as much shaykh, at least, and if she should at least get half. Roy shatito chelik b'tabayin. Right? She should get it. Right? And then the Rash even says maybe she's even would only during she, he gives a little svara. Why during the marriage he gets it? Bishlamakshi tachtav in lazachia. Fine when they're married. Why she has no zachia? Tahabanim mishtabdim laav tfeimila aim. The children have more of a shiba to the father more than the mother. Kidarminim bekidushin shehi veima chayavin bechvod avicha. Right, they're both chayav in the kavod of the husband. Aval to a certain extent. Also have to remember the Rambam and Hilchos Isurei Bia that the husband and the wife have to treat each other like a king and queen. And you have to make sure you have that attitude in all areas, and in this way there'll be shalom v'reis in the relationship. It's even though there's halacha of kavod av, but we have to remember that Rambam. So says the Rash in the Shita Mekubetzes. Fine, where they're married, there might be an adifus to the husband more than the wife. Aval kishagirsha yadaki yado lishtabi b'hen kivan diish tashlumin gam hitiske. Right, so ask the Gemara. Once we're talking about a case of nisgareish, so the other line of the Brisa, that the money for the fetuses should be split up evenly. So Amar Rav Papa, no. HaTorah zichsa d'mei vlados labal afilu balei avaznus. The Torah is mezache d'mei vlados to the husband, even if he was mezana with her. Even if he's mezana with her, meaning they're not married, they were never married. Forget nisgareish. Even if they were never married, the husband has the rights. My time up. How do you know this? Amar Kor, because the pasuk says, Kasher yashes alav ba'al ha'isha. Like the Ba'al Ha'isha estimates for him to pay. So Rashi quotes that it doesn't say Ba'ala, it says Ba'al Ha'isha, the man that was with his wife. Maybe Bo'el Ha'isha, one could read it as the one who was just Bo'el with the wife, meaning even if they were never married. It always belongs to the husband. Let's just finish off, and we'll get back to this line. V'nukma l'raba. So 1 second. Why do we have to come up with a case, asked the Gemara, of case of Grusha? That's the case where it goes to her Yarshim. It's a case of Grusha. I have another case. I have other cases where you can say it's Ra'ui. And because it's Ra'ui, so that's why the husband doesn't get it. What case? V'nukma l'rava kegon shegavu ma'os ula Rav Nachman kegon shegavu karka. We have in another context, which we're going to have in a minute, that Rav and Rav Nachman each hold, respectively, one by karka, one by ma'os, that these are considered Ra'ui. So if they're considered ra'ui, so then why don't we just give that case? You have to come up with a case of grusha, give a case of they're regular married. But say, Beis Din already collected either karka or money on behalf of them. And if Beis Din already collected it, so one of them says it's called ra'ui, and one of them says karka is called ra'ui, one of them says that Moses is called ra'ui. Da'ama Rabba, because Rabba says elsewhere, gavu karka, if Beis Din already collected karka, I'm sorry, now we're back to the Yarshim. So Rashi says, Gavu Yarshim Karka B'milva, if the Yarshim already collected Karka, so Yeshlo, a Bechor, has a double portion in that Karka, because it's Mochsak, it was already collected. Gavu Ma'os Einlo. But if they collected money afterwards, he does not have a double portion, because that money was Ra'ui. Rav Nachman are the opposite. Gavu Ma'os Yeshlo. Fascinating Shita, the opposite. If they collected money, that's Yeshlo, he has a double portion in there. Why? Wasn't that Roy? No, it wasn't Roy, because after all, the father lent money, and the father got money. So there's money, money. So that is as if it was never, it was always Muxuk. Gavu Karka, Ein Lo, but Karka they didn't have until after they collected it, after the father died. But either way, you see, each of the Shitos, one thinks Karka is stronger, and one thinks that Ma'os is stronger. So according to each one, you should say, should give that case of Ra'ui in the Brisa, instead of having to come up with a case of Grusha. So Amri says the Gemara, no. Hani mili lubnei ma'arava libidurabanan. So that was only according to, that whole machlokes in Baba Basra was only said within the Rabbanan Shita. What Rabbanan Shita? The Rabbanan who hold that in general a milveh is called ra'ui. So it's a machlokes, which type of milveh is called ra'ui. Kikamri hacha karebi. But here it's going within the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe who says what? Look at the fourth wide line of Rashi. Rebbe holds the Amar Bechar Nota Bishnayim Beshevach to Kemuchsak Damui. Rebbe holds that a Bechar takes a double portion in Ra'ui. Right, so that's a Rebbe Shita. So that's what we're trying to figure out. According to that opinion, is there any other case that would be able to be explained that the Yorshe Ha'isha get the money? So that's the only case of Grusha. That's what the Brisa says of Grusha, because we're only with the Shita of within the Shita of Rebbe, not within the Shita of the Rabbanim. Okay, period. One Ha'ara, and then we continue. There's a Meshech Chachma coming today for the Meshech Chachma Dayenu, for this Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayeshev. This is the Meshech Chachma. Tamar was found out, and she was pregnant, and she was being led out to be killed. So what does she say? He mutzeis, she's taken out. V'hishochel chameh lemar lo isha she'ela lo. She says to the one who owns this cloak and this staff. That's who made me pregnant. So what exactly is the deeper meaning of what's going on there in the story? Says the Meshech Chachma. The Gemara in Maseches Erechin says, Ha'isha, the Mishnah in Erechin, Ha'isha yosei li haragi, mamtina la sheteli. The pregnant woman who is chayav misa, we kill her. We don't wait for her to have the babies. Right? That's because they're not considered a nefesh yet, so you don't wait. In mamtina la. Says the Gemara, Pshita, chad gufahu. It's one guf. So of course you don't wait. So that's the Gemara, Itzrich. You might say, because the fetuses are owned by the husband, mamona de bal huvelo lifsa de mine. You wait, kamash malon. That's the chiddush that you don't wait. But says the Meshech Chachma, 1 minute. That halacha is fine lagabe a ben Yisrael, but by a ben Noach, abortion is even stronger. By a ben Noach is more chamor. The Gemara says, ben Noach it's tavo al ubrin. Because the pasuk of shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech, which is one of the makoris for abortion, is by a ben Noach, and you might be chayim misa. A ben Noach might be chayim misa for abortion. So says the Gemara. So this whole limud of not waiting is by a ben Yisrael, but by a ben Noach, its abortion is even stronger. So maybe there we would say you do wait, because it's mamona de baal. So says the Meshech Chachma, v'kra de kavishtem lo koyal live became mamona de baalu. So it's the moment of the by a ben Noach, you wouldn't kill the woman right away. You would wait. De baal ha'isha afilu baal lehel biznus, as our Gemara just said. Because after all, ben Noach, you want to say they're not married, halachically, but it doesn't matter. Because afilu baal lehel biznus. So, eich lekhtzilini, not that it's you have to wait. So that's what Tamar is saying. Tamar is in Yehuda, it's ben Noach, because it's pre-Matan Torah. So they're ben Noach. So Tamar says, how are you going to kill me? I have two babies in here. I have two babies in here, so you can't kill me, you have to wait. Rak hacha. When you say haral is nunim, vein yaduam yu abal. But you might say, but we don't know who the husband is. Say, what do you mean? You're gonna wait? You don't know who the husband is. So that afilu im yavo biyomari no neman. Right? Even if he comes along, I'm the husband. What do you mean? I must be chaver alav araya. So lachein shilcha la isha sher ila lo anochi hara. That's what she says. Here's the raya. Here's the simanim. She sends us along. Im kein yish simin meha esnan v'yish kan ish sheish lo schus bevlados v'chnasim mamona de baal. How can you kill me? How could you kill me? And that's what it means, says the Meshech Chachma, where Rashi quotes, "Mutav lahashal chazas v'al kivshan ha'ish v'lo al ben panav v'zeh hakenur barechov al tovad shalosh nefashos." What do you mean, tovad shalosh nefashos? Not stam, you're going to kill three, me and the two babies. But halachically, you're not allowed to kill shay nefashos, because these two belong to the husband. And therefore, one is not allowed, I'm not allowed to be killed. So that's the lumdus of Tamar's statements. Based on this Gemara, Kashi is Balish. That was Nus. That was exactly Nus. Right? That's the Afilu Baal Leb is Nus. That's what he Shinu Mesechus Baba Kama. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Says Reish Lakish. Shor Shehemis Esa Eved Shelo B'Kavana Patum L'Shalim Patum Mishloshim Shkalim. A shor that kills an Eved Shelo B'Kavana. Right? Shelo B'Kavana without Kavana Lahamis Patum Mishloshim Shekel. Right? Just like if the animal is not killed, if it kills without kavana, so too the knas that usually an owner has if a shor kills an eved, he does not pay the knas of ushaloba kavana. Shneemar kesef shloshim shkal miten ladonav asher yisakel knas, and the animal is killed. Kol shemach asher beskila habayim l'mishalman shloshim shkalim. Whenever the animal is killed, the owner pays 30 shekel. In asher beskila in bayim l'mishalman shloshim shkalim. If the shor is not killed, then the owner does not pay shloshim shekel. That's Reish Lakish. That shaloba kavana, no knas. Amar Rabba, same thing by Kofer. Shor Shehemis ben Chorin Shaloba Kavana. A shor that kills a ben Chorin Shaloba Kavana Patemi Kofer. Right? Does not pay Kofer. Just like Rabba Reish Lakish said it by Knas of an Eved, so too Rabba says it by Kofer of a ben Chorin. Shenemar Hashor Yisakel Vagam Balav Yumas Im Kofer Yushas Alav. So too, in the pasuk by a ben chorin, it links the shor being killed to the case, the payment of kofar. Because mancha shor beskila bailam mishalman kofar, ain a shor beskila ain bailam mishalman kofar. Period. The Shita Mekubetz says here discusses, other achronim, what does Rabbi and Reish Lakish have to argue? Why don't they both hold of each other? It's both kind of saying the same thing. In the pasuk, you both have kofar and knas along with the animal being killed, so why didn't they just say what each other says? So one of the Echadim explained that, no, they're being medayik from a change in the pasuk. Should it have said, because the first pasuk talks about first you pay and then the shor is killed, and the second one says the shor is killed and then you pay. So one of them is the normal way of writing it, and one of them is the unusual way of writing it. That's with each darshan, just the unusual way of writing it. Okay, so that's Reish Lakish and Rabbah.
We'll see, it doesn't seem
like it. The Gemara is going to explain. Eisve Abaya. Abaya says, 1 minute. We had a Mishnah earlier in Baba Kama at the end of the first parak. Hey, Mishori es ploni, Osher Osha ploni. If somebody comes to Bezdin and says, my ox killed so-and-so, or my ox killed so-and-so's ox, Hariza Mishalim Alpiyatzmo, right? He pays Alpiyatzmo. If he comes to Bezdin, he has to pay. So my love kofar, doesn't that mean he has to pay kofar? Meaning, this is a case where his shor is not killed, right? Because a person's shor cannot be killed by himself. We had yesterday, Machlokas Rashi Tosas, why is that? Is that because of the mode of a knas, or just a person's karov eitzel mamono? So is this an example of his ox is not killed and he's paying kofar? So doesn't that ruin Rabba's rule? Whenever your shor is not killed, you don't pay kofar. Lo, damim. No, it's a case of damim. You're not paying kofar, you're paying damim. So ask Tosfos, what's the difference? Especially if you say kofar is domain nizek, so kofar and damim is the same thing. What's the difference between the kofar payment and the damim payment? Wait, just the name? So what would be the difference between the kofar and the damim? So Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Mai gives two answers. He says, number one, Nira Likon Shemes HaMazik. What if the mazik died? There's no kapar la'achar misa. Do the yarshim have to pay it? So if it's kofar, they do not have to pay it. And if it's damim, they do have to pay it. So you see, kofar has a chumra that damim don't have. But then he says the opposite. There's another example where a case where you'd have to pay damim. He says, Aval damim mishal, right, that's a chumra of damim, because damim the yershon would have to pay, not kofar. But then there's a chumra the other way, says Tosfos. Laman da'amar kofar demei mazik, tamam shanizik shav yosef and a mazik. The mazik's worth more. And if you say demei mazik, then the kofar would be a larger payment than damim. Either way, so nafkamina number one is if the mazik died. Nafkamina number two, says Tosfos, is mechila. Can the yershon of the neharag be mochel? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We know your ox didn't mean it. Right, you don't have to pay. So that's a machlokas, right? Tosfos assumes that if it's kofar, it cannot be nimchal. This is a major machlokas we've shown him. If there is a payment of kapara, can the recipient be mochel? For example, if I ate a truma b'shogeg, if I ate truma b'shogeg, I have to pay the kohen. So that's formulated. That's a kapara. I have to pay the. So could the kohen say, just don't worry about it? It's okay. That's the machlokas we've shown him. Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Lamed says no, kohen cannot be mochel. The Rash in Trumos, the beginning of the seventh parak, says he can be mochel. What's the issue? So the Rebbe Chanan in Baba Basra and Simin Beis, the second piece in Kovet Shirim, Vatam, why wouldn't you say that mechila would work? Why? Because mechila misalek es chus hatoveya. Mechila means I have an obligation owed to me. You owe it, so I could be mochel and remove the obligation and mechila your putter. But by kofar, but by a kapar payment, where does the obligation start? It starts with you having to pay me. It doesn't start with me, and then I can be mochel and you don't have to pay me. It starts with the person who has to pay. That's where halachically it starts. So if it starts with you, I can't be mochel your chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. Doesn't matter if I say don't worry about it. It's your chiyuv. So that's what says Rabbi Chanan. That's the sheet of the Rishonim that says you cannot be mochel. Avim metoveya yisalik zechusa mikamakom chiyuv adenitva lo paka. Amnam, if you say, what about the other Rishonim? It's such a great svaras. What about the other Rishonim? How could you say mechila works even by kapara? If you take the approach that mechila is ki'ilu hiskabalti, so then you could say it works even by other Rishonim. What is mechila? Is that a siluk, a removal? Or no, mechila is as if I got it. If I say, don't worry about it, it's as if I paid, right? You owe me $10. Don't worry about it. It's as if I got $10. Or is it, no, you don't have to pay me $10. But if you say it's ki'ilu hiskabalti, then it could even work by kapar. But this is important Tosas. Tosas shita here is l'shitaso. The Tosas in Ksubas Daf Lamed and Beis, that you cannot be mochel a payment of kapara. Okay, so that's what it means. So there's no raya from, no problem from that Mishnah earlier, because it's damim and not kofar. So idamim, but if it's damim misefa, the brisa over there. Hey, Mishori is adlo shaploni, inu mishalom apiatzmo. If somebody comes to Bezin and says, my ox killed his eved, he does not pay al piatzmo. Vidamim my lo, but if we're talking about damim, why not? Right? What's the difference? Why is it that by the you wouldn't pay damim by an eved, but you would pay damim by a ben chorin, right? In both cases, let's say, right, the animal is not being killed, right? No pays in both cases, and you're not paying knas, so you're not paying kofar. So why is there a difference in the damim payment by ben chorin and by eved? Again, focus the focus on this. That there is no damim payment by an Eved, and there is a damim payment by Ben Chorin. What should be the difference? So Amri Lay, so he answers, he says, Yachilim al-Lushnu Lecha, I can answer you, Reisha Damim Seifa Knas. I can answer you that the Reisha is about damim, and that's why you do pay. And the Seifa, talking about Eved, is about Knas, that's why you don't pay, because it was Shalom HaKavan. It was Al-Piyatzmo. Miyushini Zachik al-Lushan Mishanin Lecha. But I know it's a Dachuk answer, so I'm not going to give that answer. I'm going to give a better answer. EDVD damim. They're both talking about damim, and I'm going to give you a svara. Why is it that when I am moda al pi atzmo, I'm going to pay damim if my shor killed a ben chorin, but I'm not going to pay the damim of the neharag if my shor killed an eved? Why? So miyu ben chorin de mishalim kofar al pi atzmo. A ben chorin, it's more prevalent that he's going to pay al pi atzmo. He pays kofar al pi atzmo. Vehechi dami, how is it possible? How could a person pay kofar al pi atzmo? The following: di asu sadi vashidu beit hakatal. If edim come and say that your ox killed, v'lo yadi tamavi muad havi, but we don't know if it was a tam or a muad. The amar mari de muad who, and the owner says, yeah, it was a muad. He's an honest man. He said it was a muad. De mishalim kofar al pi atzmo. Then his hodah contributes, and he has to pay kofar in that case. So then heicha deleka edim mishalim damim. So then you see in that case it's more prevalent to pay. So therefore, if there were no edim, he'd pay the damim of the ben chorin. But gabi eved sheinim mishalim knas al piyatzmo. But by an eved, he'll never pay knas al piyatzmo. Vehechi dami, meaning what? The asu edim asidu beit katal. If edim come and say that his shor killed an eved, v'lo yadi tamavi muad have, and they don't know if it was a tam or a muad. Ve'amar mare muad hu, and the master says he was a muad. Lo mishalim knas al piyatzmo. He wouldn't pay the knas because prat lamarsh right moda b'knas is pater. Prat lamarsh he has atzmo. So it doesn't matter if once he contributes a little bit to the chiyuv of knas, to the mechayiv of knas, he's not going to pay. So too heicha deleka edim lo mishalim damim. So too, if there were no edim, he wouldn't have to pay damim. Period. So that's the svara. So Rabba defended himself. Again, what did Rabba say before? Namad Aleph, Reish Lakish says if the animal is not killed, Reish Lakish's chiddush was there is no knas payment. Rabba says if the animal is not killed, if your shor is not killed, there's no kofar payment. Didn't an earlier brisa say there was a kofar payment? No, that's about damim. About damim. So why is there a chiluk there between killing an eved and killing a ben chorin? Here's the chiluk. The chiluk is because by killing a ben chorin, there's more of a reason to say he's chayiv, because there are more cases that he's chayiv by moda al piyatzmo. So that's why there's a difference between the damim payments of ben chorin or eved. So that's the Gemara. 1 minute. Isn't there a brisa against this? Masav Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kol shechayiv ben chorin chayiv eved bein bekofer bein bemisa. There's a statement in a brisa. Anything that you're chayiv by a ben chorin, you're chayiv by an eved. So it sounds like it's pretty. It equalizes it. So kofar bevin miika. So what kind of kofar is there by an eved? You never pay kofar by an eved. You never pay a knas by an eved. So what must kofar mean here in the statement? El lav damim. So it must mean damim. And what do you see the brisa says? Damim is equal by a ben chorin and by an eved. Didn't we just make a chilek? So answers the Gemara. Ika da amrei hu mosav lav hu mafarek la. Some say that he answered his own question. Ika da amrei amrei rabba. And some say no, rabba himself came and answered. Hachik tani. Now this is what the brisa means. Kol shachai be ben chorin bekavana. Al pi edim kofer chayiv eved knas. Whenever shor is chayiv in a regular case, al pi edim, whenever he's chayiv kofer, then an eved will pay knas in that case. The kol shachayiv ben chorin shelo b'kavan al pi edim damim, and whenever ben chorin is chayiv damim, meaning al pi edim, edim come and say the shor killed without kavana, so chayiv eved shelo b'kavan al pi edim damim. So then the eved is also going to be chayiv damim al pi edim, meaning the brisa is not referring to any case of al pi atzmo. Cases where Edom were there. So if Edom were there, then you always pay Damim. Fine. That's not what Rab is talking about. Rab is talking about a case, Al Pi Atzmo, where the animal is not killed because of Al Pi Atzmo. The Bryce is talking about a case of Al Pi Atzmo, and that's where there's a chilek between Eved and Ben Chorin. Period. Amar Le. So Amar Le Rava. So Rava says, 1 second. So again, remember the rule that we're just focusing on this amud. This amud, the rule is, generally, if the animal is not killed, there's no knas payment by an eved. If the animal is not killed, there's no kofar payment by Ben Chorin. That's what Rabbi Reish Lakish said. We just had a sidetrack for about 20 lines because we quoted a brisa from the first parak, which we had to explain men damim and not kofar, and we had to explain the chiluk between Ben Chorin and eved by damim. That was the sidetrack that we got to. But now a bit back to the basic din. So Amalei Rava, Ihachi, if it is true, if what is true? Rashi says that if it's true that if you're not going to pay kofar or knas in a certain case, you still might pay the damim, the value of the item, meaning of the eved, meaning even if you're not going to pay knas for the eved, you're still going to pay his value. So esho shalo b'kavana al pi edim. What about esh? Getting back to Avos Tzikin. If I light a fire, and without kavana, it goes and kills someone. So nishalim damim. I should have to pay damim in that case. Even if I'm not going to pay kofar, because by kofar, let's say by Ben Chorin, because I wasn't mischavin to kill, but I should have to pay damim, because you always see from the past 20 lines that damim is always a backup. So uminale l'rabba delo mishalim. How does Rabbi know that you don't pay? What's his question? His question is, you should pay damim. So it sounds like you should. He assumes you don't. Who says you don't? Me ditznan. Elim me ditznan. Is it from the Mishnah in the second parak? The case where somebody lights a fire and there's a goat tied up next to the haystack where he lit the fire. The evet samachlo, and the evet is close to there. Vinisrafimo, and everything is burned up there. So chayiv. He's chayiv in that case. Why? He's pater on the evet because the evet should have run away. He's not chayiv misa, but he's chayiv on the gedi and he's chayiv on the haystack and in the seifa eved kafas lo v'di samachlo. But if the eved is tied up and the gedi is close by v'nisrafimo and everything is burned up patur, he's patur. And Rashi quotes the havamina here is why is he patur? He's patur on the gedi because the gedi should have run away. He's patur on the eved because eisha mishum mamono and not eisha mishum chitzav, right? And so don't you see in that case he's patur? He's not even chayiv damim. So if you're not chayiv kofar or knas in that case, shouldn't you be chayiv damim? So isn't that the raya that Rava knows that you're never chayiv damim by Eish? So answers the Gemara, no. Ham Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that. What's that case? Because shehitzis beguva shel eved tekilei b'der abamine. Even if you say Eish mishum amono, there is a case where you lift the eved's body. So you're chayiv misa there. That's based on the tour is based on kimle there. It's not based on a different tour. So that's why you wouldn't be chayiv damim. So elamei hadatanya. So maybe it's from this brisa which we had back on Daf Yud. Remember that brisa compared all the different avos hazikin. This is more machmer than this, and this is more machmer than that. So it said eish is more machmer than bar. Why? Eish is a muad to eat everything, something that is normally consumed by a fire, and even something that's not normally consumed by a fire. Bar is only chayav for something that is roila, like kalim, and not behemoth, and not adam. So that's the difference between eish and bar. So why didn't it say the ilusha ha'esh b'shalam ish lo b'kavana damim mash'enki mabar loktani? So if esh pays damim as a backup, so why didn't it say that? Because bar doesn't pay damim as a backup, right? Because remember, because if somebody dies in a bar, they're pater. It's only nezek. So the Gemara answers. So isn't that a right? Isn't that the makar that Rava uses to teach me there's no backup of damim by esh? So the Gemara answers. Dimotan of Ashayr. No, it's not raya. Maybe that is a difference. We just left it out of the brisa. So Ella Rava Gufa, so the Gemara says, fine. Rava did not assume that you don't pay damim by Eish. He just wasn't sure about it. Ella Rava Gufa, he had the question. Does Eish pay damim as a backup? Remember, what's the case? Because Eish does not pay kofar. Eish shaloba kavana. If you killed somebody with your fire, shaloba kavana, you're not going to pay kofar for that person. You're not going to die because you didn't have kavana to kill. You're not going to pay kofar because you didn't have without kavana. So do you at least pay the value? So mi amrina gabi shar? Do you say this is the formulation of the question? Gabi shar hu de b'kavana mishalim kofar shlo b'kavana mishalim damim. By a shar, if your ox kills b'kavana, he pays kofar. So then shlo b'kavana, he pays damim. Aval esho de b'kavana lo mishalim kofar. But by an esh, even b'kavana, he doesn't pay kofar. So shlo b'kavana nami lo mishalim damim. So he shouldn't pay damim either as a backup. Odilma, or do we say no? Kiva de gabi shoro shlo b'kavana. Aval gabi leka kofar mishalim damim. Or do you look at just shor and esh? By shor shlo kavana, even though there's no kofar, you pay damim. So gabe eish onami, so too by eish too. Ava gavda b'kavana lo mishalim kofar, eish never pays kofar. But still, the rule you learn from Shar is even without kofar, you pay damim. So too by eish, even b'kavana, you lo mishalim kofar, shlo m'kavana miyas mishalim damim. V'lo yadina, says Rav, I don't know. Based on the earlier, I'm just asking the question, teku. So there's no answer given to that question, period. Okay. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi, says, again, there's a lot of lumdus here, which we can spend more time on, but the connections between kofar and knas, meaning kofar of a ben chorin and a knas of an eved, the Gemara is comparing those two, and also kofar and damim and knas and damim, damim being a backup payment of each. But again, this is the can get bogged down in the details. We have to take the sodos of what the Gemara is teaching me. So a little more. Kiyazer, Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kofer, Matam Alomarim, Kofer. So it says Kofer. It should be Kofer Yushas Alav. What's Im Kofer Yushas Alav? What's the extra word Im? Lerabos Kofer, Shalom Bekavana, Kofer Bekavana. To teach me, pick Kofer, even Shalom Bekavana. Meaning, arguing on Rabbah. Amen Aleph, yeah, on the Amen Aleph, Rabbah said that if it's Shar kills Ben Chor and Shalom Bekavana, he'd put it from Kofer. So Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says that you do pay kofar, even shalom b'kavana. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya, 1 second. Ela miyata evenami, mata malomar im eved larabos eved shalom b'kavana eved b'kavana. So eved also has an extra word. So you should say you pay knas even shalom b'kavana. So v'chi tema hachina. And again, it's amazing. The Gemara is comparing kofar and knas and kofar and eved, even though one's a kapara or a mamon payment versus a knas. You might say you can't compare them. Again, the Gemara is comparing them. And if you want to say yes, you do pay knas shalom b'kavana. What do you mean? Rish Lakish said in Amud Aleph. Sure, Shehemis is Evet shalom b'kavana. Padim Yishloshim Shkalim. Rish Lakish argued on that. The Gemara says, "I'm only gavar gavar karamis." So what's the kasha? Rish Lakish said it. We just said he argued on Rabbos. Let him argue on Rish Lakish too. No problem. What was the Havamina? The Gemara says he argues on Rabbah. Aye, how can he say this? Doesn't Rish Lakish say otherwise? So the Ra'ah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, because Rish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. So you would have thought that the Talmud doesn't argue on the Rebbe. That's what you would have thought. But Kamash Malan, they do. Kamash Malan, Reish Lakish is his own man. He has a Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Ravin went, the Gemara many times has Rav Dimi and Ravin. When they both came from Eretz Yisrael, they gave different Misoras in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So that the first one was Rav Dimi. Now we have Ravin. He has a Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eved. Matam Alomar Im Eved. The Rabbos Eved. Shlo B'Kavana. Ke'eved B'Kavana. Yeah, so Ravin quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying, you pay Knas be'eved, even shalom b'kavana. Well, Reish Lakish nami neva mita eved im eved lo darish kofar im kofar nami lo darish. So, if Reish Lakish argues on the eved one, does he also argue on the kofar one? Right? Does he also argue on the kofar one? And this, Mr. Spalter relates to Amud Aleph, meaning the assumption of this line of the Gemara is that Reish Lakish and Rabbah themselves argue on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amri no. Lo, eved im eved lo darish kofar im kofar darish. He only darishes one and not the other. Umashna, what's the difference? The word im is extra in both cases. Eved im eved lo ksib lakam tashlumen. The extra word of im by eved is not written by the payment. It's written by the goring. Im ben yigach ibach yigach. So that im doesn't have to tell me something extra that you're going to have to pay. Kofar im kofar ksib lakam tashlumen. Im kofar yushas alav. So that's why you could darshan the im by kofar to tell me you're going to pay something extra, and not the one by the you only darshan it by kofar and not the by knas by evan. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's then we will continue. So what does Rava do with that im? The Gemara doesn't ask. The Gemara doesn't ask what they do with it. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk more tomorrow about Yisomim and Aputrapus and Hektish and other Shor HaMidbar. We'll get to more of that tomorrow.